Now, look, I was went out for a few beers and some chips on Sunday afternoon. Now, sitting down there, and obviously all the social distancing, and we know how venues operate these days. So we're only down to our local for about an hour and a half with my wife Cherie, just sitting there casually, just enjoying a few drinks. And there was a lady that would have been, well, she's pregnant. You can notice she was well and truly pregnant.
Wasn't past her pregnant?
No, no, she didn't have a baby. So she was still pregnant.
Okay. Well,
is that what you... I think you guys are on different wavelengths. Go on.
Bloated belly.
Oh, yeah, bloated belly for sure. And interesting that when I went to the bar, I got myself a beer and Sharia wine, the gentleman whose partner was pregnant brought two beers. Now, they weren't non-alcoholic beers. They were heavy beers. And the pregnant lady drank one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't agree with that at all. And Sheree doesn't agree with it. But then we had a fight because she wanted to go and tell her. And I'm like, you can't go and tell them. It's got nothing to do with us. Yeah. Like, and we sat there and debated this for quite a while about should she go and tell her. And I'm going, no, it's nothing to do with us. And Sheree's like, as soon as she was pregnant, absolutely no way. And she had all the stats saying, no, you should not drink. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. But realistically, it's not us. Mm. Would you have said something?
How many beers did you see her have?
Just the two.
Oh, she had two beers.
Yep. But we had left.
And so, like, super late pregnancy? What do you think?
You can notice. Like, it wasn't... It was noticeable that she'd... Right? Well, would you have told her? Like, Sheree had some really good points about how many people can't have children and how lucky they are.
Yes, exactly.
And I understand that, but I'm sitting there as well. I'm going, look, it's nothing to do with us.
Oh, yeah. I've been in that situation where I've seen it before. But just looking here, the national guidelines, right, recommend that women who choose to drink during pregnancy should have less than, how's this, 7 standard drinks in any week and 2 standard drinks in one day. I know for me, I would not touch a thing. Absolutely would not touch a thing because you're right. There's people who...
You can always blame something.
But also, I mean, that blood going through a little baby... I mean, that is just horrendous. I have lost a friendship over it. So if it's someone I know, absolutely, I've lost a friendship because
we didn't know these people.
She was smoking during pregnancy. She said, oh, I know I'm going to have a little baby out of it because that's what happens. You get a smaller baby. I'm so anyway, we're not friends anymore. But no. I think it's the ultimate height of selfishness to do this. Absolutely.
Would you have told her?
I wouldn't have approached her, but I would have made it very known at the table and given her a good stink eye about it.
So you wouldn't have approached. You would have taken my. I wouldn't have. Yeah, for me, that's their business. But for Sheree, she wanted to absolutely go over there.
What if it was her first day out? You know, during the whole pregnancy,
does that matter?
She just wanted. Well, I don't know. I just
according to those stats, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, which is really interesting. I wouldn't touch a drop. That's for sure. If I was pregnant, I wouldn't do anything. But I don't know if I would approach a stranger. But I suppose I would be one of those judgmental people who would look at her and be like, what are you doing? And if she's doing that in public, like it's okay.
Yeah.
Is she drinking in private? There's so much you don't know.
We want to know. Give us a call on 13 27 10. Would you have approached her or not? And I'll tell you what Sheree did.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'd love to know. 13 27 10 is the number. Bridge and Spider. This is the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M.